Would you say you had a new suit?
Yeah.
Well, say it. If you stuff a lot of things in the pockets and it makes them stick out, you'd say your
pockets are full.
Well, they were just what? You know, they weren't just full, they were just sticking out like that.
Well, I did.
Okay. Alright. Let's say you put your new suit of clothes in the washing machine and turn it on hot. What happened to them?
They dry up.
And would you say they shrank it?
Yeah, shrank it. Right.
If you've done that just a bunch of times, you'd say it has...
Shrunk some feet. Feet wet,
okay. Alright, as a girl, as you as a little girl, if you were getting all dressed up to go out, you'd sit in there and you'd say you was... If you'd been in there for an hour getting ready, what would you say you'd been doing?
Just telling me you'd been ready for a long time.
I know, but if you were in there, what would you call that getting ready for salon?
Reading.
Would you say you was prepping up?
Yeah.
What would you say you were doing?
I'd say I was prepping up.
Okay. What would you say if it was a boy doing that? What would he be doing? If he'd been in there getting ready for an hour and you were making fun of him, you'd say he was doing what?
Prepping.
What do you call the little thing that you carry with you, keep your glasses in and your coins and your money and all that, and you carry it to church and...
Pouch?
No, just your... You know, where is it? I didn't bring mine, all women, to carry them with them, carry them around with them. You gotta have one that matches shoes. You got on black shoes, you gonna tow the black
bag.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the little thing on the inside of your bag that you might keep your
change purse?
Okay. What does a woman wear around her wrist?
Watch.
Well, if it's not your watch and you got some gold ones in
bracelets.
Okay. What would you call if you had on some pearls around your neck, what would you call that? Mm-hmm. Would you ever call them beads?
Yeah, they are beads.
Okay. What did men use to hold their pants up with?
Suspenders.
Alright, now if it was raining outside, what would you get before you went out in the rain?
Raincoat.
Well, you'd use your umbrella too, wouldn't you? Now what did they used to call something that was fancy that women carry to keep the sun off of them? What would they call that?
Bonnet.
If they opened it up, it looked like an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of a parasol?
Parasol.
Is there any difference between a parasol and an umbrella?
Not
at all. Now on your bed, when you're making it up, what's the last thing that you pull up on your bed to make it look fancy, make it look made up?
Long time we used to
know. Well, I got one now. You just, after you made up your bed, you pull your sheets all up there. What would you put on over your sheets? It's the fancy top cover. Sometimes, you know, they're fancy looking that you buy them at the store now.
Big spread?
At the head of your bed, what do you put your head on at night to sleep? Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as the pillow?
No.
That stretched all the way across the bed when you made it up?
I wonder what it's called right now. I don't know what it's talking about. I don't know what it's called.
Have you ever heard of it? Head spray is what you put on the bed.